This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to all of our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMS, firefighters, police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And I'll add into the mix all the snowplow and sander drivers out there that are working that big snowstorm up there that's come all the way from the Midwest to the East Coast. Thank you for what you're doing. Now, to everybody that's out there working tonight, doing whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, keeping America moving, thank you so very, very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can follow us on Parler, the Captain's America. You can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there. And remember, the show is played on a loop after the live show is over, which you can hear over there, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. It's then played on a loop every 4 hours a day. Just rewinds and does it again, till the next live show comes on. And, oh, by the way, don't forget we're also on iTunes. All right, well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Look out your window.
Why?
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from me, Santa.
You asked.
Okay, thank you.
All right, well, we got our favorite question answer. Well, second favorite question answer on the line. Okay, this is Mike in Clearwater. What is your question for Denise, sir?
Good morning, Denise. You know, with all this talk of the government systems being breached, I remember when President Trump was coming into office, they had a big meeting with Microsoft and Google and all of these tech giants, and they said, look, you know, the infrastructure that our government uses, some of them are decades old. Like, they have not had a major computer upgrade or overhaul in years and years and years. So the question I have, and it's twofold, if they can spend money on all this ridiculous crap, why don't they put money into overhauling our systems so that we can have the state-of-the-art, most modern system? And then our power grid, you know, if they break in and they shut off the lights, we're in trouble. But one thing that really concerns me is an EMP pulse, which is some rogue nation firing off a nuclear missile into the atmosphere and blowing it up. And if that happens, we're blasted back into the Little House on the Prairie times. So what I want to know from Denise is, do you think that these boneheads are going to spend money where it really should be spent by overhauling our systems and hardening our grid?
Okay,
do you think they're just going to continue to play games?
Thank you, Mike. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
There have been some upgrades. This particular hack was a very, very sophisticated one, and the hack actually did not go into directly government systems. It went into a supplier, if you will, called SolarWinds.
Yep.
And then that became the infection. What's particularly interesting here is 9 times out of 10, these hacks happen because of people receiving an email and opening an email. And as soon as they do that, hacks happen. So the challenge in this particular case is, you know, constantly having a team that does nothing but look for these kinds of breaches.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue that everybody needs to be, you know, doing some kind of cleansing every month, if not even more frequently.
Well, now, I got sent a security patch that I put in the other day because of this.
Now, when it comes to an EMP, we do have some missile defense systems that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, in fact, I know Trump signed something a couple months ago, maybe a month ago, in protection of our power grid, but it didn't address the cyber side. It requests mm-hmm. the asset side on where we, you know, get certain parts and engines, if you will, for the power grid. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that has been, I think some of that has been turned over into Space Force. Now, remember, mm-hmm. Space Force is doing a lot more than just, you know, going to Mars or something. It's a whole lot more because space is a battlefield,
yeah.
including satellites.
Go ahead.
About 80% of communications throughout the world happens in space with satellites. And
mm-hmm.
so there's a very mm-hmm. large challenge. But I'm not diminishing mm-hmm. his question by a long stretch. I'm just telling you there is some movement.
I just got an email from a fellow named Warren in Erie, Pennsylvania. He says, Captain, you're right, it's snowing up here. Thank you. And he's wishing us happy holidays. And he also says there's a report out there. I don't know where it's at. It says U.S. Cyber Agency. He said the U.S. Cyber Agency said the SolarWinds hackers were still having an impact on state and local governments of what they did. Is that true? And he asked the question.
I think there is some of that. They have no concept yet, and this is inside government and cyber guys that are outside of government that are probably geekier and better than those inside government. I'm still trying to measure the damage on this one.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it is not necessarily the biggest thing is stealing intelligence.
Okay.
Stealing.
Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Be right back, Kathy. Give them the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, you can trot on over to the website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the products they have there, and you can save 35% on your order by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. All you got to do is go to balanceofnature.com and use that product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, remember, if you want to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com. Take a look at all the products they've got over there. And you might want to try the fruits and veggie capsules because they're really working for me. Gives me a little bit of extra energy, kind of builds me up a little bit. I'm not as tired as I used to be certain times of the day and whatnot, and it really works. So, balanceofnature.com. Give them a call, 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. All right, the president yesterday vetoed the NDAA, the defense spending bill, and kind of threw things in a bit of a tizzy. Mitch McConnell, we already heard, but he reiterated it again yesterday. Well, he's just going to bring the Senate back on the 29th of the month and override the president's veto.
Yeah, I don't know, when this process will be finished, completed, such that, you know, money will start, exchanging hands here. So, there's obviously some panic, some, interesting legislative discussions going on in both houses of Congress. So, I would say, you know, for the sake of the listeners, where we are today is in a very different place than where we were a couple of days ago because of, he sending the legislation back and, than with the NDAA. That's a big deal because it puts a lot of things on the military side kind of an idle. So, and the reason that he had gone down that path is that he said, I'm going to, you know, take some action. If you don't repeal Section 230 of the Internet Decency Act, then I'm sending it back. And he made good on that statement.
He's also done something else. There's a flashback that I'm just going to bring up. This is a quote from the president back in 2018 when the massive spending bill that nobody read got sent to him for a signature, and he signed it. He said,
"I'm going to do it again."
Yep, he said, "I will never sign another bill like this." So, is anybody surprised?
Well, you know, there's some ridiculous stuff that's in there.
That's right.
And, legislatively, I mean, I think he's done the right thing. Sending it back. It comes down to Congress. It really comes down to the House. They control the purse strings. So, you know, it's going to throw, some things into some big chaos here if it hasn't already. So, it's a mess. It tells you that, you know, Nancy Pelosi says that she's a master legislator. Well, you know, we're finding out that some of the things that were in this relief bill were ridiculous.
Yep.
And, you know, shame on Pelosi for including these things. And I think if for nothing else, this gives a very large reason on why she should be removed as Speaker. At a minimum.
Well, Rashida Tlaib and Ayok both came out. I think Ayok's the one that made the statement. She said, my colleague Rashida Tlaib and I have already co-sponsored an amendment to raise the dollar amount to $2,000 on the COVID stimulus bill.
Okay.
But
a lot of people would agree with that.
But it's got to be approved. Now, we're hearing that they can't even do that. They got to vote on what they got, and if they accept it, they accept it, and then they do another one all by itself. Is that true, or what's going on here?
Well, I mean, both houses passed this piece of legislation.
Yeah.
So now the president has vetoed it, sent it back. Now they have to either override his veto or... they just say, here's an amendment, and, you know, which is an addendum to the bill. Now, if they go that route, then it comes down to the Biden operation to see what they're going to do.
Okay. Now, we know that there's a lot of problems in New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania with the stimulus and with the jobs and the restaurants and this, that, and the other. But yesterday, New Jersey, the governor there made a statement which just really, when I heard it, I went, oh, boy. Now, the New Jersey governor said, billions of dollars in taxes are being sacrificed to New York by the Garden State's employees that work remotely from their homes in New Jersey and are not going into their office, and they want a piece of that pie. Oh, boy.
Okay, I saw it.
Now what?
Well, a good question. I mean, you know, it's the decisions that these governors have made, and now they're looking at their respective balance sheets, and they're finding out here that things are not all rosy when it comes to their tax base. So, you know, who is it these people want to blame? You know, if people work remotely, where does that, you know, how do you charge that tax?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, be careful what you ask for, Governor, because you're going to soon find out that these decisions have been, they're fatal. They're financially fatal.
Well, there's another one that could be fatal, and it's the fact that apparently the Labor Department and the Internal Revenue Service are considering requiring servers in restaurants to share the tips they make with everybody else in the restaurant under a new Labor Department rule coming 2021. Good Lord.
The madness continues.
It's nuts. Yep, it's nuts, right?
Yeah, it's beyond nuts.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Georgia election for the people up in Georgia, your son included. Georgia's top election official joined yesterday with the GOP to call to restrict absentee voting. Now, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal, and it's kind of like finally this guy got the memo.
Yep.
I don't know if there's a lawsuit that's pending there or what. But he's saying this is voter fraud, and it looks to me like he may be trying to get out of in front of this, such that they're seeing some indications of some things that the Trump campaign have been screaming about already, and they're already seeing some of those effects. So it's a good thing. I'm liking it, but it's kind of like where have you been, dude?
Don't know, but they do watch the polls and they do listen to public opinion. And if you call them, like I know they've been getting a lot of calls. For example, I was told yesterday that the DOJ's comment line was flooded, just absolutely flooded with calls about the okay. Hunter Biden thing.
Well, yeah. If you stand back and look at the very large picture of what is happening here, you've got lawlessness in California with this district attorney who used to be in San Francisco and now he's in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the one that is in San Francisco who's doing the same thing. So mm-hmm. you got a whole state right there that's completely lawless. We already know that Oregon's out of control. We know that Washington State is out of control. We know from the beginnings of not doing anything about Hillary Clinton and her email server and whatnot, that's out of control. So what we have here is we have a situation that it's really an outrage. I mean, there's no sanctuary that I see where equal application of the law is happening. It's stunning to me. I kind of watched a rerun for a second last night of that girl who admitted killing her daughter.
Right.
The only thing she was found guilty of, I mean, it went through trial, the whole thing, the only thing she was found guilty of was abuse of a corpse and not even murder. I mean, so, we're in a bad way, ladies and gentlemen, a very bad way.
Well,
and I think this is part of the reason that Biden is delaying his choice on the following day.
Okay, here comes the music. Have yourself a great holiday weekend. We'll talk to you Monday morning at the same usual time. Have yourself a great weekend.
Very good.
All righty. That's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things she writes that are over there.
This is the Captain America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Surveillance images show an RV in downtown Nashville hours before it exploded on Christmas morning. Witnesses heard a message playing from the vehicle stating to clear the area and that a bomb would detonate in 15 minutes. The bomb went off a short time after police started evacuating buildings. Don Cochran, United States Attorney for the Middle District of Tennessee, says all hands are on deck investigating.
We are devoting the entire resources of the Department of Justice to help in their investigation. FBI and ATF are taking the lead in this investigation.
Three people were wounded in the blast. Tissue was found near the site, but authorities have not said if it was from somebody inside the vehicle or if the explosive was remotely detonated. Authorities are investigating a Christmas night murder in a small town in central Arkansas. Five people were found dead at a residence in the town of Atkins. The Pope County Sheriff's Office believes all five were relatives. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our Military and Veterans News is going to be a short edition. I'm only going to have one story, and then I'm going to get to the caller that's on the line. But, caller, you hang on. And this portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. And here's more about them and what they can do for you.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the telephone number to call to take the tour of one of their two campuses is 800-659-2080. And folks, you need to take a look at what National Aviation Academy has to offer by going to one of their campuses. They have one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. You can go up there, take a look at it. They have one down here in Clearwater, right across the way, Tampa Bay, from where I'm sitting right now. But again, you call them at the number, 800-659-2080. Take the tour. You'll be glad you did, and you'll know all of what's going on. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, and that number again, 800-659-2080. Well, folks, this troubles me to mention this story. It's the only one I'm going to mention so far, tonight anyway, on the military news segment. 73 Army cadets from West Point, 73 Army cadets from West Point, have been caught in a massive honor code breach. This is the most ever at any time, and the U.S. Military Academy is very, very proud of their honor code. And when somebody breaks it, it's like committing a felony. And I'm sorry to read this, I'm sorry to report this, but it looks like as if these are first-year cadets. I don't think they've lowered their vetting system any by bringing people in, but for some reason, 73 of them decided to cheat, and that will get them expelled from the United States Military Academy, no ifs, ands, or buts. All right, let's go to the caller. Good morning. Is this Mary?
Hey, good morning, Captain. I had heard that other countries are really kind of understand that Americans have guns, and that's why they're kind of afraid to invade.
Japan said it in World War II. There's a gun behind every blade of grass.
And everybody needs to remember that. But the other thing is, I was thinking about this new education secretary. He's all big on critical race theory. And I started thinking about the education that kids get these days. And, in fact, my education, they don't even have courses on communism or socialism.
Well, they don't teach them math because have you ever been in a store somewhere where the power goes off and nobody can add and they're using their phones as fast as they can to try to add? I can't believe it.
Right. And I think that people understood communism, that there was I'm going to buy a book for my grandkids. You know, that when the Nazis took over Germany, they burned books.
Yep.
On Kristallnacht. And so they're taking away your media and all your learning tools for the other side, which people will not learn about.
Not a surprise.
Well, they need to. I think they got to have the information.
Well, all they got to do is go to any dictionary or Wikipedia or anywhere they want to go and type in the word communism or socialism. You'll see it's just about the same.
But for a kid, it's like teach them. They have to be taught what it is.
Yep, here it is. Look at it.
Exactly.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. That's Mary, and we appreciate her. All right. Now, I got a little treat for everybody out there. Here we go. And continuing with the Christmas tradition of the radio show. Nothing like a redneck Christmas, and that's exactly what that song was. And I'll tell you, we're just having a little bit of fun. You know, some people, they get all about, well, you know, we have to do this and we have to do that. Well, you know, let's take the starch collar off for a little bit and have just a little bit of fun. It's been an interesting year for a lot of people. They've suffered through a lot of things. So why not get a little bit of laughter here? Why not get a little bit of laughter and get a little bit of light stuff instead of all this got to be done this way and that way, and you got to dot the I's and cross the T's. The hell with that. And by the way, if Dr. Fauci is listening, to hell with him. Remember what I said yesterday about little old Fauci? Trying to ruin Christmas for us? No. Mm-mm-mm. By the way, I got caught on the way into the radio show in a tremendous traffic jam yesterday, getting off the exit ramp to come into the Tampa International Airport. And I spent 15 minutes on the ramp trying to go a mile with all the cars that were coming into the airport, with all the people that were loaded up, the shuttles and cars with multi-people in them and presents and stuff in there and suitcase. You could see it in the vans that people were there. They had, you know, they were loaded, ready to go. A lot of people got on aircraft yesterday and flew around the countryside, contrary to the, well, you know, we can only have 10 people at a time in a home. We can't have any more than that because it's going to be terrible. Get a break. That's just like these restaurants and eating outdoors. These people, they just, you talk about not having science. That's not even close. And there's statistics out there that back me up about being outdoors. Now, I'm not going to sit outdoors in sub-freezing weather or even like what we just talked about up there in Minnesota and Wisconsin and the Dakotas and Iowa, below zero weather, then wind chill on top of it. Not going to happen. But I'll tell you what, where it can be done, there's nothing wrong with eating outside, keeping your space. The restaurants are being very careful. And by the way, I forgot to mention, and I wanted to do this right off the bat. The Maryland canine officer, Stephanie Moore, who spent 10 years in prison for doing her job, she was told to turn her dog loose to corral a suspect, and the dog took the person down and bit him, took 10 stitches. Now, that's 10 stitches. Big freaking deal. She got a bad guy doing her job. She got 10 years in prison. 10 years in prison. Well, she got pardoned yesterday. And I hope to hell that she turns around and sues that damn judge that went after her, after the police department said she'd done her job and done it right to begin with, and then they turned around and they put it in front of another judge and it wound up putting her in prison. I hope she goes after that judge. Because that is a miscarriage of justice. When you're told to do something by a superior officer and you do it, it results in the arrest. Nobody got shot. Nobody got killed. Yeah, the guy got bit by a dog. Big freaking deal. Maybe you shouldn't have been running to begin with. You think? Good Lord. All right, well, hang in there. We're coming right back. And I'm not sure Chris Markowski may or may not be calling in today. If not, we'll just continue to roll along. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Hope you're having a great, 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 great holiday. We'll see you on the other side.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. In this portion of the program, brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Remember, Balance of Nature and balanceofnature.com is where you can go and save 35% in your order. Whatever it is you want to order, you will save 35%. No questions asked. Just use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Take advantage of all the different stuff they have to offer over there, and you'll find out what I know, and that is they've got great products, and you can save money, 35%, using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. Go over there, check it out, see what they have to offer. Alrighty, in continuing with the tradition, here comes another Christmas classic.
A South Santa and a four-wheel drive with presents in the back and mud up the sides. It must have been a rainy Christmas night, 'cause I saw Santa and a jacked up four-wheel drive. A four-wheel drive. He got a four-wheel drive. Beats all I ever saw. I don't know. Could have been drunk. It was Christmas Eve. I had my heater on, just creeping around. I saw a bug down by the mud. I rolled the window down. I heard his story.
jacked up to the sky, sleigh bells on the side, Mickey Thompson 44, two-step running force, red velvet trim to dash. I couldn't believe it when I passed. It wasn't the rain, it wasn't the fog, and I didn't have no eggnog. I'm glad I didn't miss this. His front taxi wish list shook my head in disbelief. He smiled and then he winked at me. I never woulda, coulda bet that Santa was a redneck. I guess a little was in the south, so have a Merry Christmas, y'all.
I saw Santa in a four-wheel drive, with presents in the back and mud up the side. It must have been a rainy Christmas night, cause I saw Santa in a jacked-up four-wheel drive.
Alrighty, that's called An Average Joe's Muddy Christmas, and that's become a Captain's America Third Watch Christmas classic. I've played that before, and a lot of people wanted to hear it again, because they knew I was going to be doing some silly but respectful stuff tonight, and that's one of them. And of course, you know, you can play all the traditional Christmas songs that you want, and just sit there and do this, that, and the other, but we got so much stuff going on in the country and the world in which we live in. How about being a little lighter, maybe, with the message? How about that? How about having some fun? And Wally just chimed into the chat room. He says he's having a ball listening to all of this. He says it's very different. Well, Wally, that's the understatement of the year, my man. Very different. But we're having fun with this, and that's what we do. I did it last year, and I did it the year before, and I had people saying, are you going to play some of that stuff that you played before? I said, sure, absolutely. By the way, the all-time classic is going to be ready for you at the bottom of the next hour. Of course, many of you know what that is. Many of you don't. But you'll find out. You'll find out. It's an all-time Christmas classic song that is probably the most requested one on many of the radio stations around the country today to be heard, believe it or not. And no, it's not White Christmas. All right. You know, I don't even know what to say when it comes to some of the nonsensical stuff that we've talked about. New Jersey saying that they've lost billions of dollars in taxes to New York by people that live in New Jersey, working from home remotely. And they're not paying tax on the income that they're making to get paid to sit there at their kitchen or whatever and work with their laptop computer and do the job that they have to do when they're in New York. Oh, my goodness, that's terrible. New Jersey's not getting a dime. Well, guess what? Too freaking bad. And by the way, with the people that are leaving New York and California, they better take a long look at why the people are leaving. Because it's not because they're happy with the taxes there. It's not because they're happy with the shutdowns there. It's all part of it. Where are they moving to? Well, Texas, Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina, a few of them to Virginia, Georgia, Alabama, some of them going to Mississippi, and Florida. That's where they're moving. The only problem is a lot of them bring their voting habits with them until they find out that we aren't like they are up there, and a lot of us don't have the taxes they don't, and we aren't going to have them and don't want them. And then you'd understand that if you want to work and make a good income down here, make a good living, you can do that. But you're not going to be able to tax your way to wealth. That's just not going to work. We don't do that down here. And I had a discussion with somebody yesterday who was from New York that said, well, you know, you should really charge a tax on this over here, because we do this up in New York, and, you know, they get a lot of money that way, and they can take the money and use it for whatever, this, that, and the other. I said, isn't that just ducky? We used to have what was called the hot dog tax and the candy bar tax and all that stuff and the chewing gum tax and all that. Some of it they did away with, not all of it. And this person was talking about, well, you know, we should charge you. I don't mind paying another nickel for that or whatever. Fine. And then there was the soft drink tax. Well, I don't mind paying a little extra for that until it comes time to doing it. But, you know, and then they talk about how cheap the gas is down here compared to up there. Well, here's the thing. Gas up there is $3 a gallon or thereabouts. What are they doing with the money they're supposed to use for the roads? They're not using it for the roads, are they? And they're not using it for education either, are they? They're using it for the general fund. That's what they do. They put an IOU in there. That's their favorite trick. They put an IOU in there, and then they do the general fund thing. Makes no sense, but then again, that's just me. What do I know? And, of course, Santa has been flying around, doing a little practicing. I looked out the window a little while ago, and I could see something bright off in the distance, and no, it wasn't the Christmas star, but let's see here. Let me look over there again and see what I see. I'm not sure if I see it or not. Let's see here. Hold on. Nope, I don't see it yet. Oh, I'm looking the wrong way. That's why. Okay. Let me take a look here. Somebody's out there.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas from me, Santa.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there he goes again. And that's that big bright star that's out there that's moving around. Yep. You might know. You might know. And hey, George, how you doing there, Mr. Godfather, sir? Hope you're having a good day and hope you're enjoying what we're doing here. A little bit of a twist on things. And we enjoy, you know, mixing things up a little bit. And this is one of the days that we can do it. And let's see here. George is chiming in. So let's see. Somebody else chimed in again. I try to keep everybody up and say hello to whoever. Oh, that's George again. Okay. Very good. Appreciate your comments there. George and Wally, I hope you're having a good time. Wally says he's enjoying what's going on. That's good. Now, coming up after the top of the hour, we've got Ron Edwards, and he's, of course, with the Ron Edwards American Experience. You'll hear him, and we'll be talking with him about all sorts of things. I'm going to start out with the Defense Secretary, or the Defense Bill, the NDAA Bill, and then what's going to happen with the COVID stimulus relief bill and the government spending package, which is currently in limbo right now until we figure out who's doing what where. It hasn't been vetoed yet. It's just the defense spending bill was the one vetoed. All right, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.